This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Welcome to another week with Linz.
And Russ.
Oh, that was a nice sing song. You're ridiculous. It's Labor Day weekend, y'all. It's pretty awesome. We get a long weekend. Yay.
Why did you just talk like that?
I don't know. That's what came to me. You had your little sing-song halo voice.
Yeah, but I'm good.
And my
at
country
singing.
Voice. Oh, yeah. You're just fantastic at it. So, do you know what Labor Day? Do you know what Labor Day weekend is? Like, what it means?
It's about working.
Well, yeah, I guess. But I actually looked up the definition because I'm like, okay, what exactly is Labor Day? You're not working on Labor Day, so what's the point of a Labor Day? Necessarily. So,
give me a fucking day off. You better quit complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to figure out what exactly it was. So the definition is a public holiday or day of festivities held in honor of working people in the U.S., Canada on the first Monday in September and many other countries on May 1st.
So this is honoring working people.
Honoring working people. So it's a day off for the working people.
I wish I didn't have to work.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? I wish I was fucking retired and laid back on the beach somewhere.
You're not old enough to be retired.
Why not?
I ask Jesus. We need to talk to Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus, please let us win the lottery. I'm begging you. But no, I was really curious, you know, what Labor Day weekend is. And it is celebrating, you know, the working people. And so we give everybody a day off, but if you think about it, we work almost every single day out of 365 days a year. We get one day to celebrate the fact that we work this much?
Well,
God, that's a break. Give us a week off.
You can't complain. You get a lot more holidays than that, too.
Well, yeah, but those holidays are, you know, either religious and or, you know, they're country-based holidays where we celebrate.
So
our,
what, goddammit?
If you're going to celebrate the fact that I work 365, bro, give me a week. Give
no.
me a week.
I think we just need to sign a petition.
Okay.
To flip the week. 5 days off, 2 days on.
Work, what, 24 hours straight?
No, work fucking 16 hours, two 8-hour days and be done with it and get paid the same. Fuck them.
For 16 hours?
Yes.
No, your logic is flawed.
No, it's not. It would be legit.
No, it wouldn't because could you
really?
You
would complain no. about a two-day week. Okay.
Could you condense everything you do in a week, in 5 days, down to 2 days?
I can condense everything I do in a week in about 25 minutes. Oh my God. That's terrible.
I don't think that's possible. I really don't because
Joker.
No, I don't because some people probably definitely couldn't, but I think most people need more than 16 hours there. Your point is moot. It's
okay.
Dead.
So how about you let everybody else work whatever the fuck they want? You got to work enough to get your work done during the week.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that. Work what it takes to get your shit done.
Okay, so I got 30 minutes. I'm good.
You just get paid the same.
You just made it better for me.
Yeah, uh-huh. Anyway, so during this weekend, we actually had our daughter stay with her grandparents for 2 days, two nights, actually. And we took a little mommy-daddy break to go see movies, and we ate some weird food, and we actually cleaned the house really,
we done
really
did
well.
Shit.
I mean, we got stuff done, and I love spending time with our daughter. I do, but you know, mommy and daddy sometimes need to get stuff done.
Yep.
So we cleaned the house top to bottom. We had bibimbap.
Bless you.
It's a Korean dish. It's actually really good.
I don't think what we had was actually considered that, but it was close.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was in a clay pot, and it was still rice and, you know, all the fixings.
It was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was actually from a Vietnamese restaurant, so we kind of cheated.
Yeah, well, that was the closest place that had it.
Yeah, something close to an actual bibimbap.
I'm not driving fucking 3 hours to get bibimbap.
Well, we were watching MasterChef one time, and we saw it on there, and it actually looked pretty good, and it tasted pretty good.
Ours didn't have eggs on it.
No, it didn't have eggs, no. And we did seafood. A seafood one, yeah. But anyways, and then we went to another restaurant, actually the day our daughter started staying at the grandparents, and it's one in our local neighborhood, and it has just gone downhill.
Yep.
I mean, it's bad.
We used to frequent this place quite a bit. I mean,
pre-daughter.
Pre-daughter. It's a bar, but it's a kind of a high-end type bar.
Supposed to be, yeah. I mean, they do martinis and stuff.
Well,
so.
I mean, it used to be like, man, this is the place to go. We actually went there and helped them launch by doing the
Friends and family
night, shit like that. Got free food. You know, we tested out the bar, tested the kitchen, all that good stuff. And it was good then.
Yeah.
But then it went downhill.
I mean, the food is still good. It was just that the interior was starting to deteriorate.
Well, and the workers there.
Yeah, that's true.
It was weird.
Yeah, they looked really kind of strung out, honestly.
All of them.
It was weird. I don't know.
And
but
it
anyways.
Was, it was fucking like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, too. I was like, why are you guys looking so tired?
Because they were probably out until 4 a.m. and or, you know, doing whatever. But anyway, so after our little dinner, Mommy and Daddy had a date night. After our dinner, we went and saw Suicide Squad.
Fail.
Yeah. The only redeeming factors of that whole fucking movie was Margot Robbie and the Joker and Harley Quinn story.
Jared Leto.
Those are the only redeeming factors because, I mean, even the Harley Quinn Joker story really wasn't filled out the way that it should have been. But Margot Robbie was fantastic in this movie. She is the epitome of Harley Quinn, in my opinion.
She was good. I thought she was really good at
that. She was awesome. I mean, and Jared Leto, what you saw of him was good, yeah. But he wasn't in it enough.
Well, I heard something about that. Well, there was a lot more footage filmed of him and her and their backstory and all that stuff, which they should have focused on because everything that they focused on in this movie was shit.
Yep, exactly. It was spread too thin. If you're going to have a movie where you have 8 fucking main characters, don't condense it to 2 hours. Make it a 3-hour movie. Say your apologies to the crowd, put a fucking intermission in it, let me go pee, and I'll be back.
Well, how about they don't do that? They introduce the characters first, kind of like how all these Marvel movies went.
Right, exactly, yep.
They have their own movie first, then they come out with the Suicide Squad.
Exactly. No, I 100% agree with that because it was just too much.
When the Avengers came out, you knew every single one of those characters.
Yep,
They were introduced in their own film.
Yep, Ant-Man.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You know, so I don't know. It was shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. It was a bunch of like shitty one-liners.
Oh my god! And the slow.
Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, just a whole bunch of spoilers.
Yeah,
coming up.
We're gonna talk about it. I mean,
you haven't seen Suicide Squad and want to see it?
Turn it off.
Sorry, but there was so much slow-mo of "We got the heart. We can do it now."
So one of the original members of the Suicide Squad, the Enchantress.
Yeah.
She...
Big bad.
Yeah, she actually turned bad. She was in the Suicide Squad, at the original Suicide Squad, but I guess she can't really control herself. So she went ham and just started fucking terrorizing everything. What was it, like Metro City or some shit like that?
Midway City?
Some shit like that. But yeah, that was... is that where the Flash is from? I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about DC Comics.
You're asking the wrong person.
But it was bad. The graphics were okay, but the story was shit.
It was bad.
Will Smith was terrible.
I'm sorry. Him as Deadshot was fucking horrible. I don't get it. He seemed so disconnected. And recently I watched a clip where Margot Robbie and Will Smith were on some talk show, and I think it was like in Australia. I think that's where Margot Robbie's from. But anyways, they were doing like a roast of each other. They're sitting in front of each other, and they're trying to like go back and forth and, you know, roast each other. He literally didn't say three words while she just like hammered him like your mama is and you have big ears and you like going hard on him. And he didn't say anything. And I mean, I feel like that's how he was in the movie. He was just like disconnected. It was like, it didn't work for me. He didn't fit the role. He didn't become the person like Margot Robbie did.
I liked Rick Flagg though. I thought he was pretty good in that role.
No.
I did.
I'm sorry. There were times like the whole, the heart is out, we can do it now, where I'm just like, bro, come on.
It was so fucking cheesy.
I literally started laughing in the theater. I started laughing with how cheesy it was.
Well, at the very end, to beat this enchantress chick, they threw like a bomb vest into, or whatever, a demo charge into some swirling
vortex
bag of dicks. And all this was happening in slow-mo. It seemed like this one scene,
a bullet was going slow-mo,
took literally 5 minutes.
It was stupid.
And like they were like and shooting their guns, and I said, oh my god, seriously, come on man, this is gay.
No, it was bad. It really was bad. Is El Diablo dead, by the way? I didn't understand that at the end.
I think.
Is he dead?
Why? What do you mean at the end?
Remember, okay, again, spoilers. Be careful here.
Be careful here.
El Diablo is facing the brother guy of the Enchantress, and they're fighting.
Yeah.
And they blow the bomb right where the brother is holding El Diablo down, but they never show El Diablo after the fact. Like, did he blow up too?
Well, I would assume so.
But, I mean, he's a metahuman, so... Could he still be alive?
Well, if he's still alive, then the fucking brother of the Enchantress is probably still alive.
I don't know. That was a hole for me. It was a plot hole for me.
That whole movie was a plot hole.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. I'm sorry. But Margot Robbie, she became Harley Quinn for me, and it sold me on her. Like, Puddin'?
Yeah, no, I did like her in it.
It was awesome.
But... I almost feel bad for her because this movie sucks so bad. Her introduction as Harley Quinn was crap.
Yeah.
And it's not her fault because her character was pretty damn good.
And Jared Leto's the same. I mean,
he was in it for 5 minutes.
I was terrified. I would be terrified if I was Jared Leto to step into the role of the Joker because of Heath Ledger.
Well, they had a lot of people on set for that mental
Well, no, I'm talking about like trying to fill those shoes. Like, Heath Ledger was the end all be all of Jokers. Like, he was awesome as the Joker. And going into that role as Jared Leto, I'd be like, holy shit, how am I supposed to, you know, top Heath Ledger? Like,
yeah, it's a different Joker, though.
It's totally separate from the type that Heath Ledger was. And you can't compare the two, but
he was good.
No, he was. He was really good. But if I was Jared Leto, I'd be like, shit, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, he impressed me a lot.
Yeah. No, I just hope that they do a spinoff. And I think they are for Harley Quinn.
They should do it for both of them.
Yes, as a couple. Let's make a couple movie, like Joker and Harley Quinn. Because that one clip, there's one clip in the movie where she and Joker are in a car and Batman jumps on top of it to capture them, and it was like, that's what the movie needs to be. We need a Joker and Harley Quinn movie.
Well, like, or do a Batman movie and make those two the bad guys.
Well, yeah, but I want the focus to be on them. I'm not sold on whatever his name is being Batman. Help me with what's his name.
Ben Affleck?
That one. I'm not sold on him being Batman at all. I'm not a fan. But I would rather see Leto and Margot Robbie than Ben Affleck as Batman.
Well, I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
I don't.
I did.
Christian Bale is Batman.
He was good too, but
yeah, he was a very good Batman.
I don't think he's the best Batman. Neither is Ben Affleck, but no, I think Christian Bale's a better Batman. I think he's probably the best Batman.
Yeah. One of the best.
But I think Ben Affleck's movies are good. Yeah, it is.
Nope.
Don't argue.
I'm gonna argue. I'm not impressed with the DC movies right now. I'm not.
Superman versus Dawn of Justice was legit.
No.
Yes, it was.
I'm sorry. No, I am not. I can't give these movies any type of like redeeming factors other than Suicide Squad has Margot Robbie. That's about
it. You just like her because she's hot.
Well, she is. She was, I'm sorry, but she was like, yeah, she was girl boner throughout that whole movie.
You liked her shorts.
No, not just, I mean.
Can you call them shorts?
I don't know.
I don't think you can because shorts have to have a certain amount of material. I don't think she had that.
They're like hip hugger covers.
Cheek showers.
There you go. Cheekies.
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 Yeah, there you go.
There you go. But the other redeeming factor for Suicide Squad besides Marco Robbie and Jared Leto.
Soundtrack.
On point.
It was good.
Oh my God. That soundtrack was awesome.
Yeah, The soundtrack was good, but it blew what was going on screen out of the water.
I know.
Like, they were fighting. You couldn't see shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what the fuck is going on?
Listen to the pretty music.
Yeah, listen to this music, because the action on screen is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the last soundtrack that I really enjoyed was for Sucker Punch, the movie.
Oh, that movie was horrendous.
I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it wasn't the best movie, and I don't think it should win any awards, mind you, but the soundtrack was on point for Sucker Punch. It was. I'm serious. So Suicide Squad's kind of there for me, too.
Suicide Squad's soundtrack was legit.
Yeah,
it had
the GOAT on there, so, I mean, you're done.
Oh, yeah, old Slimmy.
It had the GOAT, and in case you don't know what a GOAT is, greatest of all time. Okay.
Listen to what, last week's pot? No, the year before.
Year. We've been on for a year.
Don't drink and drive.
I wish we were drinking. I'm telling you, we need to do a whole cast being tipsy. Or just buzzed. Maybe just buzzed. Just to see how entertaining we can really be.
I don't know if people would want to hear that.
I think we would get through it. But another movie we watched, last night, night before? We've been on a movie binge since we can't really watch them when our daughter is around. At least when she's awake.
We binge watch movies over the weekend, too. So.
Mm-hmm. We try to, but most of the time we're tired and just want to go to sleep. We actually watched a couple more. We watched Allegiant, and I'm not impressed with that either. I mean, movies are failing me recently.
That movie, I don't...
Again, spoilers, get ready.
Yes. Allegiant, terrible. Honestly, I don't like the material either.
For this movie?
I think it's weird. I think it's kind of dumb.
No, I agree. I think that it was almost like a play on Hunger Games. Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it just... They tried too hard to...
Everybody's coming out with these post-apocalyptic fucking movies and books and shit. It's like, come up with your own material.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, this was so similar to Hunger Games. And it's not even, I don't know how to explain why it's similar, but I guess it is because of the faction system.
The factions.
You're splitting up people and, you know, a divide and conquer, shit like that. But it was just crap.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Acting's terrible.
Yeah,
the story was stupid.
The only redeeming factor for Legion is 4. 4 is pretty hot.
I thought he looked like a doof.
This is why you can't judge men.
You're right. I can
judge women, but you can't judge men.
I thought he was kind of goober
because
looking.
Because the main character girl in this freaking movie for Legion, she did not look good in this movie.
Didn't you say her hair wasn't good?
Her hair was horrid. It was so bad. In all the other movies, like, at first she had this really long, you know, kind of mousy brown, maybe a little on the lighter side, and then she chopped it. Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that still.
She didn't look bad.
Horrible, no. But now she tried to bleach it, and she got the roots going. It was just bad, really bad, really really bad.
I didn't like the movie.
No, the movie it left so much to be desired.
It bombed in the box office, and it's going.
I see why.
And it's going to what, like straight to TV? It's fucked up.
Well, I wonder if all. I'm assuming none of the actors are going to TV.
Why the fuck would they?
Uh huh.
I would be like, no, you can suck my.
Yeah, no. One of the, I guess, what were they called? Game makers, like in Hunger Games.
Game makers? What?
The game makers in Hunger Games.
What do you mean? What, like the bureau people?
Yeah, what were they called? They were called the Game Makers. Like, they figured out the arenas and how things were going to go.
In the Hunger Games.
Yeah. He was like, the guy from Dumb and Dumber was like that in Allegiant.
Yeah, I can't. See, that's another.
Harry from Dumb and Dumber was in Allegiant.
You can't fucking cast him in any serious role, because I look at him and I'm like, this motherfucker, he was good.
You can't say that, because he has his TV show on HBO, and apparently it's fucking awesome.
What is it?
He's like a broadcaster.
Yes.
And apparently it's awesome. Like, I kind of want to watch it because it looks really good.
Well, he was also in The Martian. He was the director of NASA.
Oh, yeah. No, that was good too.
He was really good in that. But I just, even in that movie, it's a serious movie. It's not supposed to be funny. I'm looking at him, I'm like, God damn it.
He was in a blue tux.
Where the fuck is Jim Carrey? Where is he at?
Mm-hmm. No, but he didn't convince me at all in that role either. Like, it was such a flat character that it just, like, had nothing to it. So it added nothing. It wasn't even, like, that great of a villain, because he played, like, the villain, too.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was so shit.
Yeah, it was bad. It really was.
Well, and they left, like, they were trying to do the whole two-part last book shit to get the cash grab, you know, like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter, Twilight, all that shit.
Yeah,
Twilight, is that right?
Yeah. Twilight did it too. Yeah.
And
wow, you know that?
One,
wow.
And this one failed.
Mm-hmm.
So
badly.
I bet you they wish they would have just closed it out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
Been done with it on in the big screen, but now they got to go to the fucking TV.
But since we're on movies here, love, I was curious, what do you think is the number one all-time best movie?
Like, in my mind or in everyone else's mind?
Based on Rotten Tomatoes' mind.
What's that horse movie?
Horse movie?
I don't fucking know. What Black horse movie? No, not Black Beauty.
Black Beauty is a horse movie, yes.
Yeah,
it's more
but that's
of a
not,
child movie.
I don't know.
You have no idea.
No.
None.
No.
Wizard of Oz.
Is it really?
Wizard of Oz is listed on Rotten Tomatoes as the number one all-time best movie.
That movie is fucking terrible.
Don't go that far.
No, that movie is fucking terrible.
It's definitely from the 1930s. I mean,
no, I get it. But yeah. It doesn't help the fact that I can't watch that shit.
Why? Does it scare you?
No, it's shit.
It scares you.
No.
You're afraid of the flying monkeys.
No, I'm afraid of fucking E.T.
E.T. is number 10.
No, I believe that.
E.T. is number 10 for the best movie.
I cannot watch that shit because that motherfucker coming out them bushes scared the shit out of me when I was little. I can't fucking do it. I can't. I will.
Even to this day.
Nope. Fucking
won't. Are you serious?
I will burn that shit you bring it in this house.
I think I have the VHS at my parents.
Oh, that mother. Well, we ain't got a VHS, so I'm good. That sumbitch will be strung up all over the trees outside.
Just wait. Halloween. Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to dress our daughter up as E.T.
And then I'm going to punt you.
Why me?
Because you did it. She didn't do it. She didn't choose it.
Okay, well, fine. Or maybe the chihuahua. I'll dress the chihuahua up as E.T.
Okay, then I really punt him.
But there's a couple others on here that I wanted to kind of gauge your reaction to.
What's number two?
The Third Man is a 1949 movie. I've never even heard of it.
Okay, no, never heard of that. What's number three?
Citizen Kane. Again, 1941. Never heard of it.
Why are all these? See, what the fuck?
I know. Number four, All About Eve, 1950. Oh, shit. Number five, Death's Cabinet, Death's Caligari.
Yeah, I can't. That's too much.
1920. Never heard of it.
Why?
Get this. Number six, The Godfather, 1972.
Well, okay.
Eh.
I've never
the original
those.
Godfather. I actually watched it a couple weeks ago when our daughter had Hand, Foot, and Mouth.
Oh,
yeah, it was on TV, and I just had it playing in the background.
Quit talking with your fucking hand.
I can't help it. It played the whole series, and the first one was actually pretty good. The second one was okay, but. Spoiler alert in case you've never seen Godfather Part 2. The Godfather
Part 2.
Part 2.
It's a me.
Luigi. But anyway, so
Mario.
I want to be Luigi, okay? It starts with an L. It fits my name. Thanks. Anyways, But part two, the Godfather dies. So it's like, okay, this movie's kind of pointless.
Wasn't Robert De Niro the Godfather?
He was.
Okay.
But not in part two. In part two, he was not.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But anyways, so get this one and you're going to love it. I can't wait to see your reaction for this one. Number 8 as all-time best movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Give me a hint. I want to see if I can guess it.
It's a Pixar movie. Very recent.
Very recent.
Mm-hmm.
What does it start with?
One that you don't like.
Oh, I'm Zootopia.
Wrong.
What?
Come, you're close, though.
I don't know.
Inside Out.
That fucking movie sucked.
I mean, I kind of liked it. I was okay with it. I don't know.
It was boring.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't by far not the greatest Pixar movie.
Well, it's the greatest considering that list.
Yeah, I understand.
What?
I'm reading it. But yeah, no, it definitely wasn't the best all-time Pixar movie.
Fuck no. No.
And then number 9 was Metropolis 1927, number 10 E.T. I'm not feeling this list.
I mean, that list was probably good back in World War II.
Well, a couple of these movies, yeah, were pre-World War II. Some of them are after in 1950. And in 2015, Inside Out, excuse me. But I'm wondering if maybe we should watch some of these old movies.
No.
Why?
Because they're probably black and white.
So?
I can't fucking do that shit. I got a daggone color TV upstairs. I'm watching color shit.
You're ridiculous.
And if it ain't 1080 or no, 4K, I ain't fucking watching it.
You're fucking ridiculous. We need to culturize you.
No, I'm good.
What do you mean you're good?
I got a 4K TV. I ain't watching no fucking 1925 shit.
You're watching The Wizard of Oz and E.T. before the end of the year. It is my goal in life.
I will not watch The Wizard of Oz and I will not watch E.T.
Why?
Because they both are garbage.
You don't know.
I've watched E.T. after I got scared, but I didn't like it.
Really?
I mean, I don't think so. It was a long time ago.
See, you don't remember.
I don't.
We need to refresh your memory.
I don't remember because it was bad.
We need to refresh your memory.
I purged it from my system.
I think we need to refresh your memory.
Okay, so what's your favorite movie of all time? Boom. You ain't got shit.
Beauty and the Beast.
No, that movie's terrible.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm sorry. I am a diehard Disney fan. Okay. I'll admit it. I don't give a fuck. I'm a Disney geek. Bite me.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
I love anything Disney.
What's your favorite movie series?
Series?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like more than one.
Shit. More than one. I don't know. What's yours?
Favorite movie? You know what mine is.
Your series?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is up there, though.
Yeah.
Because Lord of the Rings
is. What about Hobbit?
The shit.
Is that up there, too?
Fuck no.
You don't like The Hobbit?
No, it was too over graphics, over CG'd.
Oh.
It was so bad. I didn't like it. I did not like it.
My favorite series. I'm coming up with a blank here. I got nothing.
You didn't prepare for this question.
I'm supposed to read your mind.
Yes.
I mean, most of the time I can read your mind by telling you where things are in the house, but other than that.
You really got nothing.
For a series?
Yeah, like a three-part movie series.
I've got nothing.
What?
What? I'm not going to say Star Wars.
You like Lord of the Rings, though.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I wouldn't sit down and watch that just to watch it. I've got nothing. But anyways, so on to something a little heavier.
I stumped you.
You did. I've got nothing. I mean, I can't think of anything. I was reading an article, and I really try not to read this stuff because I get so much of it already on, like, you know, Facebook and on social media and even just, you know, flicking through the TV channels.
Or I bet
if you're sitting at Subway, they have freaking CNN on, so.
I bet it's Hillary Clinton.
Close. No, actually, the moderators have been announced.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For the debates coming up. First one, I think, was the 26th or 29th. I should have wrote it down, sorry. But the first one's coming up, and it's going to be an NBC moderator. Then the second one's actually going to have two moderators, and the third one's just going to have one, a Fox News anchor.
Yeah, Chris Wallace on that one. I know that for a fact. I'm pretty sure.
Well, the second one is going to have the two, and it's going to be Anderson Cooper. Okay. And I forget what the lady's first name is, but something Holt. And she will be the second African-American woman to be a moderator in the presidential debates.
No, that's good.
I guess there hasn't been an African-American since 1992, but and there hasn't been a gay homosexual person as a moderator.
He hasn't moderated before?
No. I thought that was weird too.
I thought he did.
No, I guess he's just, interviewed the presidential candidates.
Yeah, maybe. I could have swore he moderated before.
No. Well. But so these two people though, have been known to stump Trump. Apparently Anderson Cooper really got Trump off kilter. They messed him up.
Okay, but let's stop.
And then Holt also got him off kilter and kind of called him out on a couple of issues too. So yeah, I'm like, okay, so this is what you're doing. You got an NBC moderator in the first one. You have these two moderators who have stumped Trump before on the second one. And then the third one, you have this Fox News person who's going to be like kind of the round out thing. So you can go one of two ways here. You can say that they're trying to stump Trump at the very beginning, keep stumping him towards the end, and then kind of round it out with the Fox moderator so that he looks good at the very end before we actually go to the polls. Or you can see it as they're trying to jack him up.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't. They can't do that shit. Trump won't stand for that. That's one thing that he won't fucking tolerate.
What?
A moderator jumping. A moderator is not there to stump any candidate.
Oh, I fully agree.
He's not. He's not being interviewed by any of these people.
I fully agree.
They're asking a question and then they sit back and shut their mouth. If they pull a shit like they did in 2012, where they fact check people on the fly, which was a load of shit.
Yeah, that was bad.
I am anti-politics. I don't like that shit, but I try to stay up with it because it's kind of my duty. You know,
yeah,
it's everyone's duty to stay up on the issues, learn about all the candidates, pick who's best. A moderator is not supposed to show favoritism and bias.
Right.
You're a moderator. You're down the middle. You ask questions and you sit back and then you tell them to shut up when their time's up. That's all you do. That's your job.
Yep.
You're a moderator. You're like the referee.
Yep.
Referees don't show favoritism, and if they do, they should be fired.
Yep. But I just thought it was interesting that they picked these two people who have, already gone up against Trump once and stumped him. So it's like he needs to be on his A game. And I've read articles where it says that he's not even practicing, I guess, going through the mock debates.
How does anybody know that?
His camp, his people have spoken out saying that he's not doing any mock-ups. Versus Hillary, she's actually doing mock-ups to the point where she is like studying to like the nth degree, trying to get as prepared as she can and trying to figure out ways to rile him up.
I'm sorry, but the only thing I would do if I was Trump, I'd be like, let me see your BlackBerry.
Have a hammer. You got a BlackBerry me?
Yeah, let me see that. Let me see that BlackBerry. I got a hammer right here.
No, I'm very curious to see if these moderators will rile Trump because he is known to shoot off at the mouth.
Oh, yeah, he's
a hothead.
And
what I've said from the very beginning is shut up, Trump.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, if you want to be taken as a serious candidate, shut the fuck up.
He needs to.
Yep.
I mean, to me, he's got it in the bag if he...
If Hillary...
If he acts presidential, he has it in the bag.
Yep. Hillary is burying herself.
Yes.
I mean, honestly.
They just found 15,000 more emails.
Mm-hmm.
She deleted evidence.
So shut up.
That's illegal. Or attack her on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is terrible.
I can imagine how this...
So is he. But she is terrible.
Yep. No, I can imagine how these debates are going to go, though. She's going to look at him and say, well, how everybody is depicting him in the media. You're just a bigot. You're a bigot. And then he's going to look at her and say, well, what about your emails? What about your email? Like, that's how whole thing
is
going to be.
It's going to devolve. Like, I talked to a guy at my work about this. It's going to devolve into a who is... more witty in the insult department.
Yeah.
And I got my money on Trump in that aspect, because that motherfucker will bury a motherfucker.
See, honestly, I don't, because I can see Hillary coming out with...
About what?
Well,
what's he going to say on him?
No, she's going to rile him up to the point where he's going to say something stupid like he always does.
But like I said, I don't think that's going to happen. He's, you know, like I said, I don't...
If he is not even doing these mock-up debates...
I'm not a fan of him, but he is... changing his tone in a way that he is actually kind of impressing me.
If he's not even doing these mock-up debates, though...
You don't know that.
Well, that's what his people are saying. That's what people are... Like, people in his campaign camp are going out and saying that he doesn't want to do these mock-ups because he thinks... He even said it himself in an interview, that you can be over-prepared. You can sound rehearsed.
Okay, that's not a positive to you?
It is speaking and it isn't.
From the heart.
Because Hillary is doing everything she can, fine tooth comb, to figure out ways to rile him up. So he needs to be able to come out swinging too.
He will.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that she is, in at least one of them, she is going to rile him up to the point where he's going to say something stupid, like he always does.
These debates are going to be funny.
They're going to be childish. It's going to be fucking playground shit.
I know. I kind of don't like it.
I don't either.
You know, I think that I'm moving around. I'm very uncomfortable in this chair right now.
We need a better setup.
But I don't know. I think the American people are shafted on these two picks this year.
Yeah,
you can't pick one or the other and feel okay about it completely, like 100% about it.
Nope, it's
pick
honestly
her, you're voting for a criminal. You pick him, I don't really know.
You don't know what you're getting, exactly, because one second he's saying one thing, next second he's saying another. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what you're getting with him.
Right. I mean, I can see him, like, if he shuts his mouth and he tones it down and he acts like a decent person,
mm-hmm.
he might be okay.
Yep.
Her, I could not vote for her ever.
Well, I know, just because of everything that's going on, but everybody keeps just brushing it under the rug. And I'm really curious to see if any of these moderators will actually ask the hard questions.
Well, I don't know if they can ask that. That's not really a debate-worthy question, because this is going to be about policy.
How would you handle classified information?
Well, she's going to say, I'm not going to have a server in my bathroom.
I'm not going to use hammers.
Yeah, I'm not going to destroy all my phones with hammers. Speaking of that, I saw a video the other day. it was weird as shit. It's so funny how the media is extremely biased against, you know, or for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they gloss over everything. But yeah. A guy, I think it was on a CNN panel guy. He was talking about how Hillary did this. It's insane. She's not qualified to be president because of her ways of handling classified data. She said that she didn't know what a C means. She thought that was like the order of the paragraphs. What? You're Secretary of State and you don't know C means classified? Okay, anyway. And he said that they found out that she destroyed She and her staff destroyed her Blackberries and stuff with hammers. The host of this CNN program said, fact check that for me, please, on the fly. Fact check that. And the dude was like, yep, she did that. She shut up so fast. I said, you better cut to commercial because you look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's bad.
I mean, on both sides. And I'm honestly to the point where these debates are going to be exactly that. It's going to be nonsense.
It's going to be a bloodbath in all the wrong ways. We're all not getting good quality.
No.
Well, like, I want to vote for somebody that I feel good about voting for, and neither one of them is it.
Mm-hmm. I vote Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Can I vote Mickey Mouse?
You can just vote for me. Do a write-in. Vote for me. I'll be up in there.
Rustin Lins, 2016.
I'll be on a debate stage, and I will tear that shit up. No, but it's sad to me that we're getting to that point. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is.
We'll see what happens, I guess.
It's 4 years. If either one wins, we got 4 years. We'll get them the fuck out of there, you know?
Yeah.
If they don't do good, then bye.
Yep.
All right. 40 minutes.
Wow. We went a while on this one, and we didn't really have anything planned. Go us. Well, I have a challenge to end our little broadcast for the evening.
Don't do it.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Wait till you have a quote of the day. Oh, that's going to be never because you won't research. Anyways.
I just wing it like old Trumpy.
Yeah, and then you speak out your ass. So my...
Is that what he does?
Sometimes, or, yeah.
I wonder if his breath smells like shit.
Probably.
He's got diarrhea of the mouth. Halitosis
to the mosis.
Okay.
Anyways. Weekly challenge. Here we go. So all those movies that I gave you, the list of the top 100, I just gave you the top 10. Why don't you try and watch a few? I'm going to see if I can convince Russ to watch a few. We'll see what happens.
I'm not doing it.
Well, we're going to culture you. We're going to learn you.
Before we go, I got one more question.
Oh, good Lord. What?
You ever seen Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
Yeah.
Do you like it better than Jaws?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Deep Blue Sea better.
Jaws is a trilogy? It might even be more than that. I actually kind of like. So series, that might be one of my favorite series.
Yeah, but that's not your favorite series.
You don't know.
I do.
No, you don't.
But yeah, I like Deep Blue Sea better. Old Samuel Jackson got his shit pushed in that motherfucker.
Oh yeah. He was in it for like 10 minutes. Okay, we need to end this shit. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, go watch Deep Blue Sea because
watch the top 10 out of the 100. Yeah, thank you. Have a great week.
Go dig them up and fucking find the stone chisel and shit and project it on.
It's probably on Amazon Prime.
Oh my god.
Amazon Prime that shit.
No, don't.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.